Kia ora, hi and welcome, nō mai, to Up to Speed with Te Reo Māori, a series of short podcasts to help get you up to speed with some Māori language phrases and words that are often heard in media, public addresses and everyday conversations in Aotearoa, New Zealand. As members of Parliament have been heard to say, he waka eke noa, we're all in this together and we can all get on board. And Up to Speed with Te Reo Māori is a time-efficient and accessible way to help get everyone up to speed and on board. Ko Stacey Morrison tōku ingoa. My name is Stacey Morrison, and today we'll talk about well-known Māori names, checking in that we know how to say them, which may sound small, but as we say,
he iti te kupu, nui te kōrero. And what they're saying is, although the word is only small, the meaning is great. You know, it's massive.
You like that one? He iti te kupu, nui te kōrero. Even though it is just a small word, they are really important and that becomes massive. So that's why we're looking at small words and names, starting with the name for the Māori language.
The study of the Māori language, Te Reo Māori here in Aotearoa, is unique to us.
Tika tau komene, that's right. And it's fair to say that te reo is actually one of the harder terms to say. But we can all do it.
In te reo Māori.
To nail saying te reo or te reo Māori, the first part is easiest. Te, which means the. Te. Say that T nice and softly. Te. Rather than te with a t sound. So te rather than te. Can you hear the difference there? Te. So it's almost like the D sound in English, te. Now for the part that many people find harder, reo. So if you know that Māori vowel sounds are a, e, I, or u, bring that knowledge to the word, reo, reo. Splitting any Māori word into syllables that end with a vowel will help you get your head around how to tackle the word, reo. Once you've said reo, reo a few times, roll it together faster, reo. Reo, 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 te reo. You can say te reo by itself or add on te reo Māori. Sometimes that's actually easier. Breaking down the word Māori, 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 te reo Māori. Until fairly recently, people were more likely to say I'm learning Māori than I'm learning te reo. And it's still fine to say Māori for language. Te reo or te reo Māori literally means the Māori language anyway. So if you've nailed that, here's something you'll hear a lot in September in kōrero like this one from MP Marama Davidson.
Ko tēnei te wiki o te reo Māori. This is Māori Language Week.
So to break that down, ko tēnei te wiki, this is the week, o te reo Māori of the Māori language. Often the best way to know you're saying someone's name correctly is to hear them say it. So let's go back to Marama as a well-known and often heard name to check in on the pronunciation.
Kia ora, ko Marama Davidson aho.
I'm Marama Davidson. Marama. I'd say Marama's name is one that many people can say quite easily, with the exception of the R. Now, many people worry about that rolling R. You'll get there if you keep practicing saying the R while quickly flicking your tongue to the roof of your mouth. R, R, R. Marama. Here's another couple of well-known but not so common Māori names.
That one's for Warriors guy, Timuera Morrison. What a fantastic, powerful movie. Get me Timuera Morrison.
Yes, you heard it twice. Timuera. Te Muera. He may actually be often known as Tim, but to pronounce his full name, Te Muera, again, stay true to the vowel sounds, a, e, I, or u, and break the name into syllables, which will always end with a vowel. So, Te Muera. Te Muera. Speaking of Te Muera, his director and actor friend Taika Waititi is another Māori name we hear a lot. And Taika himself has described how to say his name. It's very Taika Waititi-ish.
Like Tiger, but with a K, and instead of the ER at the end, you couldn't put an A, so it's like Taika. It's actually T-A-I-K-A, so you'd add an A between the T and the I in Tiger, so it's like Taika. And then Waititi is like Waikiki, the Hawaiian beach. But instead of the K, if you've written it in a pencil, you just get an eraser and you rub out the little bit that looks like that on the K's. And then it's sort of like they should be lines. And then you just like get your pencil and you just do little crosses like that and turn them into T's. And so it's like Waititi. So Taika Waititi.
So you got it. Taika Waititi. And let's run through some other Māori names you'll often hear in public settings, starting with Taika's whanaunga, his relation, who is an MP. Rawiri Waititi, Rawiri Waititi, Nanaia Mahuta, Nanaia Mahuta, Nanaia Mahuta. National Party MP, Harete Hipango. Harete Hipango. Harete Hipango. And singers, Hinewehi Mohi. Hinewehi Mohi. Hinewehi Mohi. And Anika Moa. Funnily enough, Anika doesn't seem to be too hard for many people, but Moa can be. But again, stick to a, e, I, o, u, mo, a, and Anika Moa comes out fine. So hopefully you can feel a bit more confident about pronouncing Māori names and may even get to this one, the longest place name in the world, a spot in Hawke's Bay called...
Taumata whakatangi anga ku ouau o tamatia, turipu kaka, piki maunga, horonuku pō kai whenua ki tāna tau.
Yes, taumata whakatangi hanga ko wauau o tamatea turi pūkāka piki maunga horonuku pōkai whenua ki tana tahu. But maybe that one needs its own podcast. Anā kua pau te wā kia tātou, we're out of time, but hopefully you picked up some new kupu, new words, or reading a kōrero, phrases, so you're getting up to speed with te reo Māori. Kia ora koutou katoa.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
Isn't it funny that your wife will always have appointments? Like, I'll give my wife so many details on where I'm going. Like, I've got golf. It should be about 2 hours. I'll be back at 11. With your partner, it's like, I've got an appointment. Yeah. It's not until later on you see on the credit card, oh, I see, laser butt removal. Or, I don't know.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.